God promised us that he would prepare us a table before our enemies. He has made good on that promise, and now they are fleeing. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show, May 2nd, 2022. My name is Stu. Well, Candace Taylor is taking Georgia and really the nation by storm. They have tried everything to ignore her and shut down her campaign. They blocked her from the debates and pretended that she didn't exist. But yesterday, May 1st, they had to finally let her share the stage with CCP-connected globalist failure Brian Kemp and deep state establishment shill David Perdue. And of course, she absolutely buried them. She called out Brian Kemp for letting Georgia's kids be masked for years on end, inflicting permanent emotional and developmental harm on them, torturing them and abusing them. She called him out for letting fraudulent pedophile Joe Biden steal his way into the White House. She called him out for letting Chinese communist influence into Georgia. And of course, she buried David Perdue for just being an establishment shill and fake alternative offering the same thing as Kemp. A week ago, we told you about 9 executive orders that Dr. Candace Taylor is planning to issue on day one of her administration. She's going to bring real election security to Georgia. She's going to ban all mask and vaccine mandates from the government. In the schools, she's going to ban CRT, get rid of pride flags, and bring back a dress code for students and for staff. Meaning no more furry dresses on castrated tranny freak shows with nose rings trying to touch and steal and molest your kids. She's going to defund abortion. No more murdering preborn babies in the womb. She's going to promote adoption. She's going to create a Georgia State Guard. It's a great set of orders. But until today, Candace has kept her 10th order under wraps. She said that it would rock the nation. Well, it certainly rocked us. Last week, we told you the disturbing story of the Georgia Guidestones, which tell humanity to practice globalism and eugenics and cap the world's population at 500 million. This is not a joke. We told you that how blood was recently discovered on the Guidestones and what that could mean. Well, Candace just revealed her 10th executive order, and it's this.
They told us what they wanted to do. Some might even say they had to get our permission to at least tell us ahead of time, even if we didn't believe them. Over 4 billion people have been injected with something that took just 9 months to create. Ask yourself why. Back in biblical times, human sacrifice was a form of demonic worship. We're still doing it in present day by killing our unborn. It's the same demons, it's the same sacrifice, it's the same sin. It's just a different time.
This is a long shot in and of itself, running for governor against an incumbent. Why are you doing this?
If we don't call things out and we don't acknowledge them and we don't take authority and take dominion over what God's given us, then we are no better than the evil ones that put it up. We've watched as people have destroyed our history and monuments, and in their place, they have erected statues to their own gods. The New World Order is here, and they told us it was coming. It's a battle far greater than what we see in the natural. It is a war between good and evil.
Dr. Candace Taylor joins us now. You're going to absolutely destroy the Georgia Guidestones, demolish them, bulldoze them, and reject their demonic message once and for all. You're the only candidate willing to go head to head with the Luciferian cabal. You went to these Georgia Guidestones with our executive producer, Lauren Witzke, and part of our film division. How did you feel when you were there?
It was overwhelming, really. You know, it's kind of surreal. And I was kind of an awe of how many people showed up there constantly, us trying to get footage. We couldn't even film me walking up to them and do the aerial shot, or even just the shot of me walking up, because of cars coming nonstop. We did this for like 4 hours, and they were from all over the country. I didn't see one car from Georgia. They were from all over. And the people walking up there, they looked like they were walking up there trying to find something, looking for something. And, you know, in my heart, I was in the car praying, they're looking for you, Jesus. They're looking for you. And as they're looking for you, they're finding this in my state, this in the Bible Belt, this conservative. And it made my skin crawl.
They're not looking for Jesus there.
No, but they're looking for him and don't know where he is. And they're going to this satanic place, hoping to find something to satisfy that need.
Nick Stumphauser from our film division was interviewed on this program on Friday and over the weekend in an extended premium interview. He speculates that this is an actual sacrificial altar. Do you believe that?
I can believe that. There were some dead flowers that were to the side. And I even asked Lauren, I said, did you see those flowers? She said, yeah, it was kind of odd. I said, very odd. And when you walked up there, the people taking pictures and they were reading the inscription, it was in reverence. It was like something you would go to where someone died, or when you were honoring the most high power in the world. That's how they were treating and revering these rocks.
What has happened to you since you left there? Since you made this commitment inside of your head that you were going to destroy this altar, this satanic thing, this Luciferian demonic presence in the state of Georgia, how have you felt?
Well, I've prayed a lot and for protection, because I know that Jesus defeated the enemy. I know that. But I know that we're going to be attacked. The attacks have been coming, you know, black and white through mails and emails and, you know, comments on social media. Even people that are Christians that are saying and reposting stuff I've put out there that it was coming, and saying, is this real life? Yeah, it's real life. Satan's real. You can't believe in Jesus and not believe in Satan. People on my team have gotten in wrecks. I've had someone that should have probably died in the wreck. They got in, and then someone else avoided a wreck that was going to be really, really bad. And it was almost supernatural how our car stopped. And it's been one attack after another. And so you've even had some attacks in your life. It's like when we committed to do this, it's been nonstop.
I'm not going to go into my attacks, but you're right. Yes, I have been over the weekend. But you know what? The enemy is terrified of you. The enemy is terrified of me and of this platform. And the deep state establishment is terrified of you also. They tried to keep you off of the debate stage because they know that when the people hear your truth, they will flock to you and it's over for them. And last night they were finally forced to platform you. And then this communist sympathizing cuck, pretending to be some neutral party, came at you right away trying to diminish your platform, and you handed him his ass. Watch.
Dr. Taylor, you tweeted on April the 23rd that, and I quote, there will be a runoff, period, and I'm going to be in it. What makes you so certain that you can get into a runoff in this race?
Am I really polling that low? I mean, really? My Interpolling didn't show that. The people of Georgia don't think I'm polling that low. And it's funny, I haven't been in a debate yet. Thank the Lord I'm here today. I'm thankful for the Atlanta Press Club, who stood up for the people and let them have a voice. I am one of the people. I'm an educator, and I've been fighting for abused kids for 19 years. And I'm sick and tired of what's been going on in our state. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. That's the whole purpose of this show. And you're truly one of the people waging war on behalf of Jesus, protecting babies, putting yourself out there, absorbing these demonic attacks, rooting out these communist, Luciferian, wicked men. I want you to know that you're not alone. We're right here with you. Describe what you were feeling as the masses are now rallying around you.
It feels good. It makes me know that I'm doing what God told me to do, and I'm doing what the people want. And our government has to be of, by, and for the people, or we don't have a constitutional republic. And so when we see the people come around us and they say, let me help you, what can I do? I'm praying. the amount of people praying for me yesterday, thousands. I couldn't even keep up with the messages, the emails, the comments, on and on and on. And that shows there's way more of us than there are of them. And people are scared. They're scared to speak truth. They're scared of what will happen to their family. They've been taught so long to be politically correct and not to offend anyone that we've gotten into this mindset of, I'll just take care of my four no more, and I don't have to actually do anything. But we're at the place, if we don't speak up and we don't do something and we don't push back, then the global elitist, and yes, they're a real thing, along with satanic, along with every other, the cabal and globalist, they're going to take everything we have. They don't care about anything but money and power. They don't care about the principles and the morals that we stand upon.
And that does scare people, and people are operating under a feeling of fear, but not you. You're putting on the full armor of God. You bravely went right after Kemp and his communist ties. Look.
Those we elect are to work for us, not against us. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is the worst evil on earth. Our governor met with two consulates four times before Dominion was signed. Chinese-made solar panel farms that do not work are being pushed on our farmers. This is the communist, liberal, leftist agenda of the Green New Deal.
Ms. Davis, your question, please.
I'm Taylor.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Dr. Taylor. All these examples prove you're not working for us. Governor Kemp, we the people want to know what's stopping you from severing ties for Georgia, renouncing the CCP, and putting Georgia first.
She intentionally got your name wrong. And Kemp never answered your question, but most notably, he didn't renounce the godless commies or deny that he's a slave to the CCP, did he?
He was so shocked, I had to repeat the question, and then he still didn't answer it.
What was your question again? That's right. That's what he said. What was your question again?
Yeah. What was your question again? And then he still didn't answer. And then I responded and said, it's a yes or no. Are you going to renounce them or not? And that shows how far Georgia has gotten in bed with the CCP. And what I wanted to go on and say was about Rivian and the $2 billion that George Soros poured in, or the $700 million of Jeff Bezos and what he put in there. And then I wanted to go on and talk about over 1 million acres of farmland in Georgia that's owned by foreign entities, and how this has just been let to be perpetuated. And in 2020, when COVID was hitting in Atlanta and they were doing all these things, they were also our state legislators. They were doing a proclamation that said, by proclamation of the Georgia General Assembly, that China was our friend. They're not a friend. They're ripping organs out of people's bodies without anesthesia, okay? And they're letting them bleed to death. They're not our friend. They're not our friend.
And you have the courage to say it. You're the only candidate that actually has the cojones to point it out. You've grabbed a hold of your testicular fortitude. I'm sorry, I know that you don't have balls, but you do. You have bigger balls than anybody that was on that stage with you. And that's why Jesus, Guns, and Babies has been at the top of your platform. Because you understand that our most sacred gift from God is our kids. Kemp brought up the school system. And again, you brought the truth straight at him. Look.
So what was your question again? They have a school system and teachers that are not trying to indoctrinate our children and making sure that we strengthen all parts of our state.
I just want to say that the school system has been neglected, and we not only have CRT and SEL and comprehensive sex education teaching transgender perversion to our children, we also have anti-white racism that has not been addressed by the current administration. It's taken over our schools, and it's ruining the students, and it's ruining the environment.
This man is so out of touch. He actually said that Georgia public school system is one that is not indoctrinating kids. Where does he get these talking points? I mean, don't the people see right through this?
Yeah, the people see through it. The people, the parents, and the teachers who are conservative, which is most of Georgia, they know better. And that's why whenever I pointed out that he gave us a bonus and it wasn't in the pay scale, and he argued back it wasn't in the pay scale, next year is supposedly going to be in the pay scale. It's not in there right now. It's a bonus, and it's not for everybody. It's only for a hand cherry pick educators. It's not for everybody in education. And so he knows I'm an educator. I'm in the field, and he tries to pander. And I can't stand that. I can't stand the gaslighting. Everything he's doing on his agenda right now is for votes. It's not for the people. His whole agenda is, what can I do to get more votes?
His whole agenda is communist sellout, enrichment, empowerment, and the destruction of the nuclear family, which is why he didn't address your anti-white comment either, because anti-white racism is a huge threat to the nuclear family. This is what teaches our kids to hate their skin color if they are white. How big of a threat is that to the future generations of our country?
That's right. And he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to talk about anything that's real issues, this moral issues, that's things that are going to impact us forever. All he wants to do is keep this power that belongs to the people, and so he can keep making money. That's it. And I'm so sick of it. And the people of Georgia, we watched what happened in 2020. We've watched him totally fail us as a governor and watched us mask our kids. Their suicide rates going up, child molestation rates going up, no sexual abuse disclosures. We've watched him let people that have worked 40 years in healthcare be fired because they wouldn't take a vaccine that was an experimental drug that had been out for 9 months. Are you kidding me? He allowed that on his watch. Don't tell me you opened Georgia first, that you were opening the economy. You opened the economy to help your portfolio.
Yeah, and you discussed that repeatedly. These people tried to cut you short. They didn't offer you questions. They asked each other silly questions. It was ridiculous. It was a huge show. It was all theater. And as they tried to cut you short, the plandemic came up. And once again, you took it right to the truth about the torture and the abuse of our kids. Look.
Dr. Taylor, how would you have handled the pandemic?
Can I speak just one second before she gets?
Hindsight is 2020.
We're going to move on.
Hindsight is 2020. So for being fair, I'm not going to say that he did everything wrong. What I am going to say is the school shouldn't have been shut for the length of time that they were. And we should have unmasked children very quickly. We still have schools wearing masks to this day. We have kids with speech problems that are worse and worse, and kids that should already be progressed on that aren't because of the failure of this administration.
You're right. Hindsight is 2020, but this program began reporting on the fake virus and how kids are virtually immune to it almost right away. You knew it. You knew that it was a fraud too. And this governor still abused and tortured our kids with oxygen blocking bacteria ridden Sharia face muzzles.
They're still wearing them today. There's still schools that are allowing students and some that are saying they highly recommend them to wear masks still in Georgia. It's ridiculous. Should not be allowed. We should say no mask unless you have some kind of underlying condition, not nothing related to the pandemic, that you need to wear a mask. You should not be wearing a mask.
Communist Kemp is bought and paid for. We know that. You pointed it out in what limited time that you had. He's never admitted that Donald Trump won the 2020 election because he was a huge part of allowing the theft. You went right at him and let the truth be heard again.
2020? Totally. 100%. Donald Trump won. He won. We have a fraudulent pedophile in the White House because Governor Kemp failed. He can say he didn't have the right to call a special session. The Constitution's clear. He not only had a right, he had an obligation. It's clear in the Constitution. He chose not to do it. And why? Maybe it's because he wouldn't renounce the CCP a while ago. I don't know. I'm not him. But I'm telling you, the people of Georgia have had enough. That is why I'm on the stage, and that is why I'm going to win, because the people have had enough.
The look on his face said it all, didn't it?
That's the first time I've heard that clip back. I don't even remember saying half of that. That was really good.
It was. I mean, it was truth. It's based and it's truth. And you allowed, you could tell, Candace, when you were there, I could tell those were not just words that you just made up. This was the Holy Spirit all up inside of you. I know that you asked for him to be there with you. I know it.
You know it, because I was texting you, please pray. He speaks through me and not my flesh. But yeah, I mean, he was speaking, and the Holy Spirit's grieved and he's angry. He loves the people of Georgia. He loves our whole country. He wants us safe. He wants to keep America. It's founded on Almighty God. Of course he wants to save America.
You know, yes, we were texting beforehand, and I know that you had asked God to be there and the Holy Spirit to fill you. And when I was watching the debate, and I saw his reaction, it just occurred to me, these anti-God, these godless people, I think we're dealing with possession issues in Georgia, you would agree. And I think that there's demons attached to Brian Kemp. That's my opinion. I think that they're also attached to David Perdue. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to those. But I just, the look on his face was, I don't know what to say to that, because godless people do not know how to respond when the Holy Spirit is present and flowing out of you, emanating out of you. Another thing that I was shocked about, David Perdue looked just like Joe Biden. He looked completely lost and weak and meek and soft and neutered. He didn't look like he wanted to be wherever his absent brain told him that he was standing. But you had a tough question. Go ahead.
It was crazy, Stu. It's weird because you and I did not discuss this, but he literally said to me, it's nice to finally meet you. And I said, we've met. We were together for an hour in a forum like 2 weeks ago. And I thought, are you slipping like Joe Biden? What is the deal? And David's a nice guy. I felt sorry for him. He looked pale and sweaty and clammy. And I don't know if he was that nervous or if he didn't feel well. But I thought, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe. Because, I mean, I know he's a smart man. He's worth $50 million. He's a businessman. I know he's intelligent. But he was off. There was something not right with him yesterday.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of the three or four or five series of shots that he's had to take. You know, he's endorsed by Trump. And so, of course, you know, they're safe and effective and everybody should get one. So maybe he's injured by the bioweapon. But they asked you about these two deep state establishment picks, and they asked if they got the nomination, would you support them? And once again, your answer was right on point and centered in truth.
Stacey Abrams will never win Georgia in a fair legal vote. Let's hope we have one. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they know they'll go to jail. But I will say this, and I've said it in many meetings. I'm asked this question almost every single week. I will support whoever the Republican nominee is. I'll even knock doors for them. I knock doors for myself, which the two good old boys don't, twin rhinos over here. But I'll knock for them if one of them wins, but they'll never win. Candace Taylor will win, and I'll be the first female governor of Georgia.
You know, you confidently pointed out a really curious truth. Why didn't these two knock doors? We know that Hillary never campaigned in 2016. Biden stayed locked in the basement leading up to 2020. And now these two rhinos, the twin rhinos, as you called it perfectly, they never went out knocking. Why?
I'm still knocking doors, too. I don't know. I mean, I want to get with the people. I want to hear what they have to say. I'm not going to ask my volunteers and my team to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. Well, you know what? Maybe that's why. Maybe it's because they don't have volunteers. Everybody's paid. You know, Kent was flying in people from other states, and they were here in hotels door knocking for him. They were paid knockers. And then I know that Purdue has people. Well, they both do. They've come up to my workers, my volunteer workers. Nobody's paid. And they said to them, I'm really voting for Candace. But they're working for Purdue or they're working for Kent, but they're voting for me because they know what I stand for. So maybe the reason why they don't door knock is they have the money to pay everybody. I don't know. But or they think they're too good. I door knock. I wouldn't ask anybody to do something for me I'm not willing to do myself.
Well, along with the Trump endorsement, it's safe to say came a whole lot of money for David Perdue. Not that he needs it or anything, but you also don't need it. And you don't need any endorsement other than the endorsement of the people. Not the bought and paid for fake media liars who tried to filibuster you out of any chance to speak for the entire debate. But I do know that the world heard this.
I hope y'all been paying attention to the amount of time that's been spent on the establishment's choice and the fake media's choice on the stage. Back and forth with rebuttals when the other three didn't get any. I hope you've been paying attention. I am your candidate because I'm one of you, and I'm going to fight for you every single day in that governor's mansion. I don't need a record in politics to get it done. In fact, that's the problem. We've got a bunch of failures on the stage that didn't get it done, with failing voting records in the Senate and failed our whole economy and our children during the pandemic. So I'm going to tell you right now, when you go vote on May 24th, do not vote early. You vote for the person who's going to represent your values. And I'm going to put the Constitution first, and I'm going to put Jesus first every single time. And we're going to fix our schools. We're going to get rid of this anti-white racism and oppression of our children of color. We're going to get rid of the transgender manipulation, and we're going to ensure that boys aren't in our girls' bathrooms and girls aren't in our boys' bathrooms and people aren't being raped. And we're going to get rid of kindergarten teachers, men with beards and lipstick and high heels teaching our children. We're going to get back to being moral in Georgia. We're going to put morality over money. I'm Candace Taylor. I'm the one you've been waiting for.
This program endorsed you from almost the very beginning. I personally stand behind you 100%. I love you because you really are exactly what Georgia has been waiting for. And I'm convinced that as governor, you'll lead the rest of these states to find their manhood, grab a hold of their balls, that you'll lead by example and run these anti-God, anti-white, anti-family, wicked, Luciferian cabal right out of Georgia. I really believe that. So while the rest of the weak and terrified establishment tries to silence you, we will not. So you have as much time as you need right here to say whatever it is that you want the people of Georgia and the nation to hear. The floor is yours.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's prayed for me. Thank you to everyone who's supported my campaign. I've seen donations pouring in today like never before, and I appreciate that. Some of them are $5, some are $25. Every single dollar will go to hopefully getting more name recognition in the state of Georgia so that we can compete with twin millionaire rhinos in Georgia. But I'll just say that I am humbled that I get to represent and push ahead of everything that is the people's agenda, not my agenda, because there's things that I even talk about that I didn't believe in before, but it's what the people want. And that's what we have to have in someone we elect. They have to represent us. And so I thank y'all for talking to me and telling me your concerns and your hurts and sharing those with me so I can go forward and I can put them forward. And I ask for your continued prayer and that you would lift me up and pray over the whole state of Georgia that we don't have a hijacking of 2022, that people are scared to cheat. I believe they're going to be scared to cheat. I hope they are. I hope they're wise in that. And I want you all to pray for that. And all these other states have had corruption as well, because I believe with all my heart, if we don't get 2022 right, we're going to lose our country.
You're so dead on. Candace, I love you and I support you 100,000%. And I know that Georgia is fully behind you. And so get out on election day, not early, get out on election day, bring 500 of your like-minded friends, people who are tired of this indoctrination, of this poisoning of the masses, of the unemployment lines growing, of the dystopian lockdowns and the Sharia face muzzles that have been forced on your kids, people who are tired of this CCP infiltration, this communist overtaking of the Bible state in the Bible Beltway, grab them and get to the polls. It is so important that Candace Taylor is elected, and in Jesus' name, you will be. Candace Taylor, thank you so much. God bless you.
Love you, Steve.
They told us what they wanted to do. Some might even say they had to get our permission to at least tell us ahead of time, even if we didn't believe them. Over 4 billion people have been injected with something that took just 9 months to create. Ask yourself why. Back in biblical times, human sacrifice was a form of demonic worship. We're still doing it in present day by killing our unborn. It's the same demons, it's the same sacrifice, it's the same sin. It's just a different time.
This is a long shot in and of itself, running for governor against an incumbent. Why are you doing this?
If we don't call things out and we don't acknowledge them and we don't take authority and take dominion over what God's given us, then we are no better than the evil ones that put it up. We've watched as people have destroyed our history and monuments, and in their place, they have erected statues to their own gods. The New World Order is here, and they told us it was coming. It's a battle far greater than what we see in the natural. It is a war between good and evil.
Wow. Chills. That's not your standard warning. That's not a shot across the bow. That is God. That is the Holy Spirit through Candace Taylor dropping a nuclear warhead, a complete bomb of destruction, the mother of all bombs, directly on the head of the Luciferian cabal, these wicked men that are carrying out the agenda for Satan himself. This is a spiritual war. I'm convinced that Candace Taylor doesn't even know the size or magnitude of her own platform and what she just said right there. She is clearly the only choice for Georgia. And as a result, the only choice for the nation. That's huge. I do have a warning for you. Inflation and tax hikes are going to be Biden's only way out of this $30 trillion federal debt. So if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA or in your 401k or in your savings, that money is at serious risk. You need to learn how you can protect it right now with physical gold and silver. So call this number, write this down right now. 855-647-1372. You'll get a free gold IRA kit from Goldco. Call this number right now. Write it down again. 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at Goldco, and they've promised to give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Goldco has good fruit. They've proven it already by helping thousands of Americans to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes and government theft. So don't wait. I implore you, Write the number down and call them, 855-647-1372. One more time, 855-647-1372 for Gold Co.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free, premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalists. Support real, independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
So the demonically possessed World Health Organization is now warning about this new rare form of hepatitis in children. So other than just panic, what does that actually mean? And where did it come from? Dr. Jane Ruby has been exploring that question, and she will explore it even further and in more detail on her own show immediately following this. But for a preview, she joins us now. So what are these satanic Luciferians warning us about now?
Well, Stu, around April 21st, the World Health Organization put out a global health emergency, like a global alert, indicating that they had received reports, particularly from Great Britain, that 169 cases of this unknown acute hepatitis was occurring in children. Now, you have to understand something. When they say of unknown etiology, what they basically mean is that there are certain types of hepatitis, A through E, and those are related to different types of viruses, situations. It says a lot about how they're transmitted. They're saying that these hepatitis conditions and cases in children, by the way, Sue, they're in children between 5 and 10 years old, are not related to any of those. So it's almost like what they're considering a new form. And of course, they're blaming everything but the shots. But all of these children were jabbed. And here's the other scary part, Stu, that hepatitis left one child dead, and 17 out of that group so far are on the list for liver transplants. And then we saw a report from the UK Health Security Agency, and they get into deeper detail. They're doing a weekly update on this thing. Look, what's basically happening, and when people say, well, how do we stop this? Stop giving this to children. It's really simple. They don't get it. They don't transmit it. And they don't get sick when they do get some kind of a positive test, which we know doesn't really mean anything.
A positive test? 97% of these PCR positives are false.
Absolutely. So the whole thing about cases, we're looking at cases, right? The WHO put out a report of 169 cases. Now that's cases of hepatitis, not of COVID, right? They're not using a PCR to diagnose hepatitis. There actually is a reliable pathway, like looking at elevated liver enzymes, matching it on cytometry examinations. They take the blood, they've done liver tissue. This, first of all, doing a liver biopsy is a very painful procedure. So it makes me sick to think about these children that are coming in with classic hepatitis symptoms and then being subjected, which they have to, by the protocol to test their liver tissue. And then they take that tissue and they run it through certain imaging systems. And that's how they put it together in a diagnosis that it is hepatitis. It is an inflammation that is abnormal in their livers, but it's destroying their livers, Stu. This is part of ADE. It's part of what we expected from these shots. These are all children that have been jabbed.
The World Health Organization is directly in bed with big pharmaceutical companies who have, in fact, positioned themselves as the New World Government, as appointed by Klaus Schwab, as appointed by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Warren Buffett and George Soros in this Great Reset New World Order agenda to kill your kids.
Yep. And you know what's coming next, Stu? Probably these new vaccines for hepatitis, for this, they're going to name this unknown hepatitis like F or G or T or whatever the, you know, alphabet's ready. So what I'm saying is they're generating these illnesses. They know they're generating illnesses, and they're going to come up with solutions in the form of their treatments.
So and that vaccine will be deployed with mRNA technology, of course, which is going to not just stay at the injection point, but will then also probably become a self-spreading transmissible vaccine. Herd immunity for this new hepatitis will be required. People will have to lock down. Kids won't be able to go to school, but they will still be subjected to distance learning by transgender freak shows wearing nose rings and furry costumes, cutting off their ball sack and pretending to be females while they try to steal and indoctrinate your kids. This is going to be crushed. This is going to be absolutely defeated, and we are committed to defeating these people. 100%, you say, of these rare hepatitis patients and findings in children, 100% of them were inoculated and injected with this bioweapon fake vaccine clot shot, right?
Yeah, and let me give you a little teaser to my show. I'm going to cover a study, Stu, that is in preprint that just came out. One case study of one person who got this 2 weeks after getting their two series of Pfizer shot. They directly correlated this. The study's called SARS-CoV-2 Vaccination Can Elicit a CDS or CD8 T cell dominant hepatitis.
Unbelievable. You
got the proof. Yeah.
The Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following this program. Do not miss it. It's going to be on the Stu Peters Network on Rumble. You can also always find the Dr. Jane Ruby Show at stupeters.com. Dr. Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You bet.
You asked for it, so we delivered. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, exclusively for premium users on redvoicemedia.com. Propaganda busting, groundbreaking interviews, and real medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show for premium users at redvoicemedia.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill has been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction, it's entrepreneur, it's a story, it's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news, what a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all and God bless.
Well, the Catholic Church believes that Jesus Christ named St. Peter as the leader of the church on earth after his ascension. It believes that Peter was the first bishop of Rome and that future bishops of Rome inherited his role as leader of the church. Historically, 266 men are recognized as popes, but that's not the number of men who have actually claimed that title. Throughout history, there have been many cases where two or even three men at the same time all claimed to be the pope. These rival popes are known today as antipopes. There hasn't been an antipope in close to 600 years, but now some Catholics believe that they're under the guidance of an antipope at this very moment. Traditionally, all popes served until death, with only a tiny handful of exceptions. But Pope Benedict XVI broke with tradition 9 years ago when he abdicated and retired to a monastery. Allegedly, that's what we're told. So for the past 9 years, Pope Francis has claimed leadership of the Catholic Church. Patrick Coffin is a Catholic author and speaker and is the host of the Patrick Coffin Show. Patrick argues that Pope Francis is not a valid pope. He says that Francis is an anti-pope, and Benedict, who's still alive, remains the only real and true pope. Patrick is also the organizer of Truth Over Fear Summit series, which you can read more about at restoretheculture.com. That series, by the way, got him permanently banned from YouTube, which by itself makes it worth checking out. That's a good general principle, actually. Always check out what powerful people want to ban you from reading or listening to. You don't have to believe it, but you do have the God-given right to decide for yourself if it's true. Patrick Coffin joins us now. Patrick, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
So we're living under a facade. This is an actor in the Vatican, is what you're saying, essentially.
It's part of God's providence and maybe sense of humor that we have a fake president, a fake vaccine for a fake pandemic, and now guided by a fake pope. It's interesting how many parallels there are here in human history with all this fakeness running around. Yeah, there is provision in canon law to resign the papacy, as you pointed out in your fine intro. It's rare. It's canon 332.2. You can find this on the internet for free. Canon 332.2 refers to resigning the office of the papacy. There are people listening and watching now, Stu, who remember the resignation of President Nixon in April of 1974, August rather. And he said, "I hereby resign the office of the presidency of the United States." Boom. Sincerely, Richard M. Nixon. You can see that PDF on the internet. He did resign the presidency. He didn't get into a helicopter and fly around a while and then land in the Rose Garden to live in a different wing of the White House, and he didn't call himself the President Emeritus and, you know, pop up once in a while to discuss the affairs of the state.
Right.
No, he resigned. We never saw him again. He went to San Clemente. What Pope Benedict did was create an impeded see, S-E-E. An impeded see doesn't mean that the chair is vacant. It means that the papacy is impeded because the occupant did not validly resign the office. He resigned the functions. He didn't resign being the pope. And this helps explain why he wears the white the skull cap on his head. He wears the white papal vestments. He lives in the Vatican. He's called His Holiness. He gives the apostolic blessing. He does all of the things that popes traditionally do. He didn't go to Bavaria and retire the way he wanted to. He doesn't wear a black cassock. He didn't go off into anonymity. He stayed in the heart of the leadership of the church in a kind of a silent, strange zone that we're calling Pope Emeritus, which is an anti-canonical term. Doesn't even exist. So
yeah, I mean, you made a great analogy, you know, when you spoke of the president, you know, here and what we're seeing in Ukraine, same thing.
Right.
So
it is.
Somebody's pulling their strings. We think that we know who it is on this level. Who's pulling this current anti-pope's strings?
I think it's something that Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano refers to as the union of the deep state and the deep church. The people who tried to undermine President Trump were the same people who tried to undermine Pope Benedict XVI. These are essentially based, traditional-minded patriots who are unabashedly pro-nationalist, pro-borders and individual rights. With Francis, you have the people who elected him, which are collectively called the St. Gallen Mafia. This is a cabal of left-wing, mostly European cardinals. They got their man in. They're globalist dark horse from South America, Jorge Mario Bergoglio. And one of the reasons why you can tell there's a problem here is that John Paul II went back to Poland half a dozen times when he was Pope. Pope Benedict went back to Germany many times. Bergoglio slash Francis has been to Brazil, Peru, Chile, Ecuador, I think maybe Colombia. He's never been back to his home and native land of Argentina. That's a very strange tell right there. So we're talking globalist, Marxist, zero population growth people. These are the people who support and cheerlead for Francis, essentially all the enemies of every previous pope. It's almost a reverse photo negative, if
so
that makes sense.
We're watching him push this clot shot, this bioweapon, mm-hmm. fake vaccine, push a lot of these social issues that are very Marxist. We've had this full ushering in of communism here in the United States. So what does this mean for Catholics with everything that this pope is enacting and preaching?
Well, on the ground, it means enormous confusion. I call it diabolical confusion. How can this man, who, by the way, does not even want the title Vicar of Christ, which is the traditional designation for popes, how can he describe a dangerous, unsafe mRNA injection? How can he call it a moral obligation, an act of love? Why would he invite Chelsea Clinton and the CEOs of Moderna and Pfizer to a so-called health summit, which happen to correspond with the same weekend of our Truth Over Fear summit? This does not make any sense whatsoever. And the agenda is being pushed so extremely that you can say the devil always overplays his card. It's not even
so
close.
So the Pope did not invite Dr. Jane Ruby or Dr. David Martin to this, or Dr. Zev Zelenko?
I'd have to do further research, but initial studies say no, not at all. Quite
so
the contrary.
How should Catholics react to all of this, Patrick?
When I found the evidence and put it all together in the video on the seven pieces of evidence that Francis is an anti-pope, I stopped having anxiety about Francis. I don't regard him as the true pope. Therefore, I don't get upset with the Marxist, globalist, hardcore leftist ideology that he spouts every day. And it's not just on airport airplane interviews. It's in his documents. He is not a trustworthy reflection of the teaching of the Catholic Church. He doesn't talk about the things that popes are expected to, like salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the sanctity of human life, protection of the elderly from euthanasia, none of that. It's pure politics. This is the first purely political pope. So I essentially recommend folks ignore him and pray for
where have you posted all of this information? Because I know that, you know, here we're limited in time. People are going to want to know more about this, if this guy is truly an anti-pope, and you make a great argument for that. Where can people see more of an in-depth analysis of all this?
My hub website is patrickcoffin.media. I'm doing blog posts, I'm doing debates, I'm doing interviews with experts in canon law who are smarter than I am. So I think the best place to go is patrickcoffin.media. That gets you the blog, writing, and video.
Wow. patrickcoffin.media. Patrick, thank you so much for being here. It was really enlightening. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much,
Steve.
God bless you.
Of course. One thing that's not a facade, one thing that's not fake, one thing that is in fact very real is your right to keep and bear arms. We will never give them an inch on the Second Amendment. I got so many guns and I'm buying more guns. I got handguns and shotguns and rifles for hunting and personal protection and protection of my home and the protection of my kids and my property and my liberty, and you should have guns too. Find the perfect gun for you at GunsAmerica.com. It is the nation's most trusted platform for buying and selling guns. Plus, all transactions within 50 miles of you are absolutely free. It's free to sign up. Go to GunsAmerica.com. You're going to get all the perfect guns for you, plus ammunition, and Hunt 365 if you're a hunting enthusiast. All kinds of great stuff. Go check it out right now. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Again, GunsAmerica.com. Across America and really around the world, food prices are exploding. From February 2021 to February of this year, prices went up 8%. That's the biggest increase in 40 years. And that's in February, which means that it's all before the war in Ukraine. Thanks to that war, or strategic targeting by Vladimir Putin, there's a shortage of fertilizer for the whole world. And the ag industry of both Ukraine and Russia has been completely devastated. That means that everything is going to get even worse, a lot worse. The CEO of a supermarket warned on Fox Business that prices could go up another 10% in just the next few months. The Department of Agriculture says meat prices could be up 12 to 16%. That's directly from the Biden regime, which has every incentive to hide the bad news. So inflation could easily be far worse, looking at hyperinflation. After all, a year ago, they were denying that inflation was even happening when it was completely obvious that it was. And then it was supposed to be a good thing, and we were supposed to accept it. And then on top of all of that, we now have this wave of bizarre fires and accidents at food plants in the United States. We're headed for big price increases and even outright food shortages or a famine. But we have to ask ourselves, is this just the product of bad luck plus bad policy, or was this something more sinister? Edward Saul has been researching this, and he's made some disturbing discoveries. In 2015, a bunch of DC policymakers and industrialists carried out a simulation of future food crises from 2020 to 2030. In that simulation, the crisis ended up involving a carbon tax, a tax on meat, and a global international information network for spying on the public. Very disturbing. We want to know a lot more about that. To that end, Edward Zoll joins us now with more. Edward, this has been hidden right in the wide open for everybody to see or miss.
Yes, Stu. And again, if people had not been looking into maybe alternative explanations for the weird food shortages, the explosions at plants, and of course, the deeper significance of Ukraine, the war, and 30% of the grain disappearing from the global food supply, it would have remained hidden. But I almost wonder if the Lord reveals these things about the events that are happening so his people can be prepared. As we know with the pandemic, event 201, October 2019, there was a war game involving the military, involving other countries. Even the Chinese were there, the CDC. And of course, they were running a simulation, a war game, a tabletop exercise that involved a pandemic with coronavirus shutting down the world. And then what happened? There was a pandemic involving coronavirus shutting down the world. It turns out that there is something very similar when it comes to the famine, the global famine we're being told is happening, the global famine which is justifying the killing of millions of chickens even this past week. What I've found, Stu, is back in 2015, November 12th and 13th to be precise, in 2015, there was an exercise. This exercise was called the Food Chain Reaction Plan. Now, many countries are brought in, the primary countries that produce grain, food, Brazil, China, many countries around the world, including representatives from Ukraine and members of our military. Among those present were members from the center that actually does research for the Marine Corps. This group is very big. It's the Center for Naval Analysis, federally funded, of course. Now, this event, this tabletop exercise, as they call it, a war game, what they were looking at is what would happen if it just so happened there was a change of government in Ukraine and Pakistan between the years of 2020 and 2030. Now, that's kind of weird, you know, having planning exercises over regime change. Maybe the Democrats or others knew that the color revolution, which would have occurred already at this point, but not to the extent of what we're seeing now, with Zelensky and the Nazis running that country into its oligarchic end, with the Russians now being forced to invade and take the resources which were being stolen from them. But
yeah, we have to clarify that when we say the word war, what we really mean is that the Ukrainians and the Nazis there and Zelensky are assassinating and murdering their own people. That's what we mean here.
Yes, I'm sorry, Christians literally being crucified. 100%, you hit on the head there. We've reported the truth of what's happened there. But the truth of this is that there was a group in D.C., none other, at the World Life Foundation, WWF group. They're supposed to be dealing with climate issues and preservation. This day, they were holding a war exercise, a war drill, for a pandemic. And one of the things that they laid out is said, oh, well, what would happen if there's regime change in Ukraine, regime change in Pakistan? Now, a lot of people don't know this, is there was regime change in Pakistan the past 2 weeks. Imran Khan, the former prime minister, this man has been ousted by parliamentary vote, but still on his way out, he put out several tweets saying that the United States was backing a regime change to overthrow him, take back control of the country and its resources. So weird, right? We pay attention to global affairs, but trying to figure out why does this matter? We know it's a story, but now I think I know why it matters. The war drill involved that scenario. And of course, Stu, the only response when there is a lack of food is a global carbon tax, right? No, right? Like the global response should be plant food, get back to hyper-localization of farming, prepare. No, their response was, we're going to make your burger, your Big Mac, cost $20. And guess what, Stu? If you have any problem with it, you're a terrorist. You're a problem with the government. You're someone who should be monitored. And that's where this international network of surveillance was actually in the drill. They said, well, people are going to have an issue with having to pay extra for their food. Well, so we better start watching them. We're going to have to build out some kind of network to watch them. And of course, Stu, any discussion of food and food crises or any pandemic, you know, plandemic, we got famdemics. Now, there is a Bill Gates connection. One of the groups that was involved in this is Cargill. Cargill, as you see here on the screen, they did a bad job, Stu, of erasing all of this. You know, of course, we're researchers. You're a former bounty hunter. I'm a researcher. We look at this. We find these things. They left this up. This is proof of the event happening. I've got some more proof, too. But this group, Cargill, is working with Bill Gates, Stu. And Bill Gates and Cargill are trying to replace food and meat specifically. They want to replace all cattle and put in fake meat. Because you know what? Steaks are bad. They're bad for the environment. Now, Stu, the last part of this that is going to be a shock. You will not believe who the keynote speaker was. I got a little video that they appear to have forgotten to delete. Here is the keynote speaker.
The simulation showed us that we really need to get ahead of the curve.
Keep working on these ideas and expanding them. Talk about this exercise and the lessons you learned from it. I hope this is the beginning of a great global food security network focused on solving the most important security challenge in the years ahead.
John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Pizzagate Podesta. What can we say?
I can't say that I'm surprised at all. And, you know, you talk about preparing for a famine. We've seen everything happening right here. In addition to everything that you've already mentioned and that we've alluded to and that we've covered and reported on this program with these so-called mysterious accidents and these big, huge blazes at these food processing plants. And then, of course, you see it getting fact-checked, right, by these paid people that are there to do one thing, and that's only to hide what's really happening. And then, of course, you also see farmers intentionally committing arson, burning down their own crops. John Podesta, directly tied to Hillary Clinton, all of them in bed with Bill Gates, all of them key components in this Luciferian global cabal, all a part of the deep state, all very closely tied to this $40 million mansion owning, high heels wearing, leather wrapped bondage freak posing as a president in Ukraine who's assassinating his own people and taking billions of dollars in United States taxpayer dollars as hush money to cover up the bribes for Hunter Biden. It's all disgusting. Edward Zoll, tremendous reporting. By the way, Edward Zoll is going to be filling in here as I prepare to get out to Idaho and get rid of this rhino loser, Brad Little, tiny Brad out in Idaho, and usher in. She's going to win, by the way. Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan will be the next governor of Idaho. We're going to make sure that that happens. We go places only when it's time to move the ball, and that's exactly what we're going to do. If I show up, you know it's important. Edward Zoll is going to be filling in for me here tomorrow and Wednesday on the Stu Peters Show, so make sure that you tune in. Edward Zoll, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
God bless you, Stu.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous. But the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Wow, the network telling us that we're already out of time. We got to get out of here. Edward Zoll will be here tomorrow as I prepare to get out to Idaho and unseat, say goodbye forever to tiny little Brad Little. Rhino loser, get out of here. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the car, and when they do,